Welcome in, Brian Masurowski here on WBEN. Happy Friday to everybody out there. It's a good Friday. Lots of things going on. And, a lot of sports news out there today. You have the Bisons opening day, 2 o'clock. Actually going to be nice weather. Who would have thought it's going to be nice weather for them? And then this, USL Championship. Could pro soccer make its return to Buffalo? That's what we're talking about this morning. Joined in studio by Peter Marlette Jr. Thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's an exciting time for you. You announced yesterday that you're intending to bring USL Championship Soccer to Buffalo and Western New York with a goal of 2026. It's an exciting time. I think a lot of people have a lot of questions. I want to dive right into them. First, we'll start with the big one. USL Championship. If you could explain that to people, what exactly is it?
Yeah, so I'll keep it brief. USL Championship is the second division of professional soccer in the United States, Major League Soccer, where Lionel Messi plays. That is the first division in the U.S. But it is the highest division of pro soccer in the USL ecosystem, which is a enormous group of leagues, including two fully professional men's leagues, USL Championship at the top and League One right below it, and then a professional women's league, USL Super League, which is going to compete in the first division of U.S. pro soccer and the women's side starting this August. And then they have academy and youth under that. It's an entire ecosystem, and championship is at the top of that ecosystem.
So people might be familiar with MLS and have the question, why not MLS, why not the big leagues in Buffalo? Because we're so used to, and it's something we were just talking about. I feel like we have this big market mentality of, we have the Bills, we have the Sabres, we're a major market town. Surely, if the NFL's here, we could have the MLS.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that, Buffalo couldn't support MLS, but what I am saying is Buffalo is perfect for USL Championship. If you look at all the demographic metrics that other successful USL Championship cities have, Buffalo pairs up very favorably to them. Also, MLS expansion fees are pushing $1 billion. Mm-hmm. And, I haven't seen much interest in somebody spending that amount of money to bring a club to Buffalo.
Why you? Why are you into this? Give us a little bit of background.
Yeah, I grew up in Buffalo, and you talk about that major market mentality. Listen, I have it as much as anybody. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Buffalo, went away. I played soccer my whole life, went away, was a college All-American, and then had a brief pro career that took me over to Australia. And then at about 23 years old, 13 years ago, I guess, I kind of realized what I was as a player. And I could have a, pretty long, pretty middling career if I wanted to, but was never going to reach the heights that I had dreamed about playing for Delaware soccer and mm-hmm. so on. So I decided at that point to make a clean break and step over to the business side of sports, moved back home, worked for AdPro Sports for about 5 years. And then towards the end of that, I really started to dig in to what makes professional soccer successful in certain cities and what makes it unsuccessful in certain cities. And, for all the reasons that I'm here trying to bring this club to Buffalo today, 8 years ago, it made perfect sense as well. I went away. I went to Lausanne, Switzerland to get my master's in sports management at a program that was set up by the International Olympic Committee to produce international sports executives. That's the sole purpose of it. And soccer, as you can imagine, in international sports is a big focus of that program. I then worked at FC Dallas, Major League Soccer. And then I most recently have been running the USL team as the general manager in Omaha of Union Omaha for 3 seasons. We won 2 regular season championships, 1 playoff championship. We beat 2 Major League Soccer teams in their hometowns in U.S. Open Cup. We won a game at Soldier Field against Chicago Fire, and then in Minneapolis against Minnesota United. A ton of success on the field there, and we also did very well financially in a market that Buffalo certainly compares favorably mm-hmm. to. And USL has been bullish about bringing a championship club and a Super League club to Buffalo for years now. And they and I both identified that after the experience that I had gone out and gotten over the past decade and my just passion for Buffalo and love for Buffalo and roots here, that I was probably the person to do it. So we came to an agreement, and this process started a few months ago, and I'm so thrilled to be able to actually announce it publicly yesterday.
You mentioned USL's had interest in Buffalo. There was a similar announcement 5 years ago.
Yep.
How is this different? Is this at all tied to the announcement that was made in 2019?
Only in that it shows that in 2019, USL believed that Buffalo was a great market. No, but that was a group from out of state, from out of town. And, you know, I can't really speak to what they did or didn't do and why it wasn't successful. But I'm here on the ground from Buffalo. I quit a great and very successful job in Omaha and turned down some very lucrative other offers in other cities because I truly believe that this is going to happen and dedicated my full time to it. Also, something that's different and you know, soccer was doing great 5 years ago too, but right now this timing it's once in a generation in the U.S. for this pro mm-hmm. sport. We've got Copa America, which is the South American National Team Championships. They're now including U.S., Canada this year, being played in the U.S. That's coming this summer. Then next year, we've got the FIFA Club World Cup, which is the best clubs in the world competing for a world championship, being played in the U.S. And then 2026 is the big one. The World Cup is coming to North America. There are going to be games in Toronto. There are going to be games in New Jersey. I'm not going to say New York. And in the U.S., that is the biggest event in global sports with two enormous global soccer events leading up to it on our shores here. This is a 2 to 3 year run-up that's never existed before in the U.S. The momentum that pro soccer is going to gain we're not going to get this opportunity again.
I feel like talking to people about the World Cup in a couple years is like talking to people about the eclipse. It's a big deal, and I'm trying to convince people that it's a big deal. But like a lot of people, it's hard to see for a lot of people if you're not following along. Like, oh, the moon's going to go in front of the sun. What, you know, okay, cool. The World Cup is coming. Like, there's going to be people from all over the world, all over the U.S. It's going to take over an entire summer here. And I don't know if people quite believe it yet, but that's going to be huge.
Yeah, those that don't believe it will see it, and they will be proven wrong. This is the biggest sporting event in the world every 4 years. There's no metric that says otherwise. It is the biggest sporting event in the world. Last time it was in the U.S. was 94, and it was very successful, and it spurned professional soccer in the U.S. MLS started soon after that. But this is different. Mm-hmm. This is the game has grown globally in that time, but more so, it has absolutely skyrocketed in the U.S. in this period. Over the past 10 years, it's been the second fastest growing professional sport, and the average age of a professional soccer fan in the U.S. is 35 years old. You compare that with NFL and other, call it traditional American professional sports, it's like two decades younger than the average fan. This is the sport of the millennial and younger generation. It is the global sport, and we are, as a city, getting younger and getting more international.
You know, I see it. I see it going out to watch games. The crowds are growing. It's getting bigger. It's happening more often, you know, not just a few games here and there, but every weekend you can go out and see a crowd of people at certain bars around the area watching soccer. It's exciting. Is it enough to support a team in Western New York? Because and I don't want to be unfair to like a team like the Bandits, but I feel like you look at the Bandits and they have a great base of support and a lot of diehard fans. But after that, there's not a lot of casual lacrosse fans. But they have a big support of diehard fans that really keep them going and rock the arena when they're really into it. Does soccer have enough of the casual support? You have people who are really into it and people who might show up for every single game and bang the drum and all that kind of stuff. Is there enough casual support, do you think, in Western New York of people who will be interested enough to kind of follow along? They might not be your craziest people, but be there to support the team.
Yeah, well, what I love about the Bandits analogy that you just gave is those diehards at the Bandits games, yes, they spend the most money, they come week in, week out, all of that, but in my opinion, one of the main reasons that the Bandits are so successful is because those diehards create such a unique and such a fun atmosphere in the arena that whether you are a diehard lacrosse fan or not, it's a fun, it's a party mm-hmm. there. It's a great atmosphere. You go and have an amazing time, whether you know what's going on the field or not. And it's a team that's representing your city as a casual. It's they, the Bandits are winning games and, you know, winning championships, you know, and they're creating an amazing atmosphere to come support Buffalo and have some fun. Soccer's the exact same way. Soccer stadiums, those diehards, like you said, banging their drums, waving their flags, their chants, their songs, all of that. It's a festival atmosphere in a professional soccer stadium. And again, whether you are there to watch the game or there to be part of the excitement, it's contagious. The excitement mm-hmm. in the stadium is palpable, and it is a really fun time, whether you're the biggest soccer fan or not. Also, with me being from Buffalo and having experience building championship-winning teams in professional soccer at the USL level, I know the ethics of Buffalo. It's hard work, it's resilience, it's pride, and I know how to build a team and a coaching staff and a front office staff that can exemplify those ethics and that work rate. So again, I think it's going to be a great time. It's going to be an international, diverse experience in the stadium. And you're going to, again, whether you're the biggest soccer fan or not, you're going to be able to see on the field those people working hard to represent what this city stands for.
Do you dabble in hockey at all?
Or just, I do.
No. Well, you can build a good team on the field. Sounds great. It's not the first thing you have to build, though. Mm-hmm. Stadium question. So back in 2019, when this was announced, it was with the expectation that this wouldn't happen unless it was, I think then, a 10,000-seat stadium was built here. Is that the same expectation from the USL this time around, or has that changed at all?
I can't speak to their agreement with USL. I can say Buffalo, they were right. A 10,000 seat stadium, thereabouts, Buffalo can support that size stadium in USL championship. So my goal is to build a stadium around that size. That's not to say that there aren't stadiums currently that exist in Buffalo and surrounding areas that could suffice as a temporary home to this team. But the truth is, in order for it to be the lasting, really impactful community asset that I think it needs to be, we will need to build our own stadium.
Can that be done in 2 years?
Yeah, especially if you look at the modular builds, which have become so popular over the last few years. For those that aren't familiar with modular stadium construction, they're fully customizable, but pre-constructed off-site and then brought into site and assembled and you know, put together on-site. And the reasons that modular are so popular is, yes, that full customizability, that quick turn time. I have had modular stadium architects look at some sites that I've identified here in Buffalo and that I've progressed with, and they've built some plans around them, and they fully believe that from shovels in the ground to kickoff, it can be done within 6 months. They're also a much lighter lift financially than the traditional concrete structure that has dominated the American professional sports scene forever. And if people are concerned that a modular stadium sounds like the cheap way out, Inter Miami, Lionel Messi, the arguably best player of all time, plays in a modular stadium.
They're replacing that, though, aren't they?
They are. But he's there now. They've been there since their founding. And I've been to that stadium. If you don't know the architectural telltale signs of modular, which are tough to spot unless you know where to look, it's a world-class stadium. I've been to stadiums all over the world, every different sport. That stadium is world-class.
I've been saying outside of the sports world for years that Buffalo, and there's a lot of people who agree, whether or not it could be supported, you know, no one who agrees with me is an expert, but that 10,000-seat venue, that's something between, you know, Shays and the town ballroom and the arena, is kind of what this area needs. Something to run like that for concerts, for other events that can skip through, or maybe they're out at Darien Lake or they're going to Canandaigua or some areas like that to bring them to Buffalo. I mean, Modular Stadium, would that also serve to fill that need? Could you find interest to build something different from people who are looking at it as more than just a soccer field?
100%. And I'm looking at it, despite the fact that I'm trying to bring professional soccer here, and that's what I'm contracted to do. I'm looking at this as a year-round community asset. If this stadium is only hosting, let's call it 40 professional soccer games a year, that is a complete waste of it. Buffalo, for exactly the reasons you just mentioned, gets skipped over by a lot of national acts because there's not an appropriately sized venue for those concerts or whatever it may be. This can also be used for any field sport. I mean, it's a big rectangular piece of grass. A lot of field sports will fit in that, high school, club, college, whatever, and charity events, wing tasting, whatever it may be. I'm envisioning that this stadium will host a couple hundred events a year, not just pro soccer.
What are you looking at in terms of location? Because you don't have to look far to know that location means everything. They built a stadium for soccer in Rochester, and they don't have a team anymore. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people point to where they built that stadium as the whole reason why they lost a lot of support that they had for many years for the Rhinos over there. How do you avoid making the same mistake?
Learning from that, because you're absolutely right. The Rhinos were one of the most successful and well-supported clubs in the history of USL. And there were other decisions as well that contributed to their downfall. But that was probably the main mm-hmm. one. And I've played in that stadium. I've been to that stadium. It's actually a beautiful soccer
nice.
Stadium. Exactly.
It's within just, the walls of the stadium.
Exactly. It's just in the wrong place. So, no, one thing, and USL has been a tremendous asset on this. Stadium location, especially in markets that USL Championship is going after, is probably more important than anything else. They need to be accessible to a wide range of people, especially because we keep our ticket prices accessible to a wide range of people. And they need to be in locations that people want to go to and spend some time, as opposed to get in, have a great time for 2 hours, and then drive back home. You know, that's not encouraging the economic development that this has the ability to do.
I've been called a Grinch over the last like 2 years for, you know, reminding people, because every politician, everyone here loves to mention, and I don't know why they keep doing it, that the new Bills Stadium will have a field dimension where you can host soccer games. And everybody said, well, all right, now we're going to get a soccer team here. They're going to play at the stadium. We'll have big events. And I've been like the only person going like, what are you talking about? No one plays soccer. The World Cup, notwithstanding, which is not coming to Buffalo, by the way, and never would, is the only thing playing in football-sized stadiums, not specifically built for soccer, in America right now. So for all the people who are listening to this saying, why don't you just play at the new Bills Stadium? Why is that not an option from someone other than me?
Well, I wouldn't say it's not an option, but I would definitely say it's not a good option, not a great option. The location. I love Orchard Park, but soccer is an international game, and soccer, we need this stadium to be a place where everybody in Buffalo and Western New York can get to easily and can congregate and can cheer on the team that's representing them. It's not an easy trip out to Orchard Park for a lot of people. Also, 60, 70,000 seats. Even if you cram mm-hmm. in 20,000 into that stadium, and that would be a phenomenal turnout, it's going to feel cavernous. It's going to feel empty. And part of what makes pro soccer so special in the stadium is that atmosphere. It's always loud. It's always energetic. And, man, in a stadium of that size, you better be filling it or it's going to feel pretty dead.
Yeah. How many people are – you've had kind of a little whirlwind period here. Have you had people reaching out? Do you have people supporting you? Is the money going to be there for this stadium to happen so quickly? Where do you stand on that right now?
Yeah, so this announcement happened yesterday, but I've been working with USL and with consultants and with a group of local stakeholders who know how to get things done in the city of Buffalo and Western New York for months leading up to this announcement. The funding is coming in. There's still plenty of runway here and plenty of room to grow, but there has been some funding already. And really, it's about identifying the right site for this stadium and then identifying the right sources of funding and the right ownership group. And, you know, it needs to be an ownership group that has the same goals that the current stakeholders do for the city of Buffalo.
When do you realistically have to have an announcement ready or those shovels in the ground? Do you have a timeline in mind?
Goal is shovels in the ground early next year.
Okay.
So we're moving quick.
And moving pretty quick. Yeah. Thanks so much for stopping by. Really do appreciate it. Exciting news for soccer fans in Western New York.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Anytime you can have it in the conversation. Happy to have you on. Peter Mylett Jr. looking to bring the USL Championship to Buffalo. I'll be back here after the news with Lucas. It's 9:28 on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski with you on WBEN. If you missed the first half of the show, we were talking in studio with Peter Mylett Jr. He is the person trying to bring pro soccer to Buffalo at the USL Championship. Big announcement made yesterday, and talked with him about a number of things, including how are you going to do it? you need a stadium if you're going to have a team, and he talked a little bit about the process that he is under right now. You can hear that interview. We'll post it online after the show here on WBEN. But what exactly, what do you think? 803-0930, what did you think of what he had to say about bringing soccer to Buffalo and the stadium idea in general? And, all right, here's the caveat of this conversation. I don't really have a ton of interest in going back, just because I'm exhausted from a lifetime of doing it. I don't have a ton of interest in going back and forth with somebody about, you know, if you're the type of person like, ah, soccer, it's so boring. 1-0, 0-0. Like, I've heard it. Like, we've heard it all before. If you're that type of person, I'll actually say one thing. I was going to say, we'll never convince you to watch a game. And, like, whatever, that's fine. You don't like something, that's fine. You don't, what did I say there? I'll never watch golf on TV. That's the most boring thing in the entire world. But I'm not going to, you know, whatever, you like it, you like it. Tons of people like it. That's fine. Like, if you don't like soccer, I'm not going to try and convince you any otherwise. The one thing I will say is, like, thinking back to when you were younger, when you fell in love with the sports that you fell in love with, or the things you like watching on TV, I feel like it was seldom watching it on TV by yourself. You know, you had an experience at a game. You had an experience watching this with a bunch of other people and the atmosphere that created in the living room or something, or you're out at a place and you're watching it and everybody's excited and you have this great memory of it. Like, that's the kind of thing that gets you into it. It's very seldom is it the game itself. So if you had that experience, if you went out and watched the game with a bunch of people, maybe you'd have a little bit of doubt. But I'm not here to convince anybody otherwise. I'm just, like I said, I'm tired of having that conversation. I am interested in knowing if you think that it would work here in Buffalo, and if you think that the stadium idea would work here in Buffalo. Because that's the big challenge, right? To get people behind the idea of a stadium when there's one being built, right, with that whole discussion that was going on, set to open the same year as this one would be set to open, I think it is a challenge to get people on board with why do you need something like that. I think it could work, and I think a soccer stadium here in downtown Buffalo somewhere would be great, and I think it has not little to do with soccer, but I don't even think soccer would be the biggest part in it. And I'll talk about that throughout the next half hour here. 803-0930. We'll go to the phones. Rich in Lakeview, you're on WBEN. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Brian. I'm glad you had this conversation. I'm a big soccer guy, too. You know, I hope it works out for him. You know, first of all, everybody's reporting this is the first foray into USL. Buffalo had the Storm won its division back in 84 playing at Al-High Stadium. So shout out to the old USL or the original USL. Buffalo's been there before. I just think we're being a bit myopic. First of all, I hope it works for Peter, but it's been a slow work, you know, slow news day. He's getting a lot of coverage on this, but there's no stadium, no backers, no financial plan, even though he's had a success. So that, you know, puts up red flags for there. Kind of like the 7 minutes when we thought Mark Hamister from the Destroyers was going to buy the Sabres, and he had plans for the inside of the arena, and then it never came to fruition. I don't know. In 2002, they put about 6,000 people for high school football in Pilot Field or whatever it's called now. I mean, it works in Yankee Stadium to varying degrees. Until you got a team, you got a stadium downtown already. The soccer field fits in there. You got to angle it in. We use that, you know, there's a stadium there until you can get maybe a modular one like they had in Columbus. Been there, was fantastic. If anybody's been to Pittsburgh, Highmark on the River, fantastic.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful venue in Pittsburgh, that would be the closest team that plays in this league that they're talking about.
You look at it too, where look at these PSLs. The average person's not watching a Bills game after 2026. You can't get in. Unless they change things. Drape off like they've done in the early ages of the MLS, that top tier. Sell the bottom bowl. It might be the only time blue-collar Joe ever gets in this $1.whatever billion stadium they're playing for. And for $15, that would be your experience in the stadium you're paying for that you can't afford to attend. So I think it could work on very different – I hope it does. I mean, if anybody's ever been there, like to Columbus, the tailgating – the MLS, whatever. It's just a wonderful experience. I mean, we have a bunch of great semi-pro teams in Buffalo. You look at Al-High. When they did the refurbishment of 2005, the original plans were to keep the original 18,000-seat stadium up there. They tore half of it down. Now, I mean, you work with BPS. There's a 10,000-seat stadium right there. That could be a community gem in North Buffalo.
Yeah, unfortunately, Rich, the school district, after they put a new field in, won't let anybody else use it.
I know what they did to the team that they had in there. But if you make a plan that it's going to become a community resource for North Buffalo, I mean, it's something at this level. Will it be a 100% solution? But let's get this ball rolling. Let's get the team here in 2025 and send it 2026.
Hey, Rich, I like the optimism, and thanks for the call. And we're taking your calls, 803-0930. I love the optimism, and I the thing he said about the stadium, it is interesting in that, you know, hey, it can get people inside the new football stadium. It's a terrible venue for putting soccer in a football stadium. It is bad. And like I said, the only, you know, I'm sure that the new football stadium will be used for soccer, like once or like at some point there will be a game there, but it is not going to be right. There's a reason why they don't use these soccer stadiums for games, and that's the reason that you just saw. I mean, they just did actually the other week. U.S. played Mexico, and they were at the Cowboys Stadium. And if you watch the U.S. game from earlier last week, there was hardly anybody there because all the Mexican fans bought tickets and they didn't want to go see the U.S. play Jamaica. And then it was all Mexican fans in the stadium after the fact. But it just looks weird. It looks kind of off. It doesn't have what Peter was saying, and that is the atmosphere that gets people excited. I'm just not paying attention to the Bills Stadium in this conversation, except for the fact that you're – probably going to have to do this with 100% private money, right? Because there's not going to be appetite to pay for another stadium. And by the way, we still have this arena conversation to happen after building this stadium. It's just not good timing for it. But I think this stadium would be way more useful to more Western New Yorkers than the football stadium. You know, as much as there's a lot of talk about using that and being a 365-day venue down in Orchard Park. I mean, for actual big events, for concerts, for things that Peter mentioned, that 10,000 or so seat venue in Buffalo, I think we're sorely missing. Like all these, no offense to the people at Darien Lake, but all these shows that go to Darien Lake, how nice would it be to have that downtown in Buffalo. All the concerts you see get announced for Canandaigua or CMAQ. That is Canandaigua. What's the other one? Chautauqua. Oh, my goodness. They just Wilco's playing in Chautauqua. Like, what the heck? You know, why can't that be in Buffalo? Well, we don't really have the venue for it. All these places that go by, that could be in use all the time. You could have all the high school instead of, you know what? Kids might actually like going to the stadium and doing that, but you could have all the high school championships, football, any soccer, all these sports inside that. It would be used a ton, I think, if it was put in downtown Buffalo and done the right way. I think there's a perfect appetite for that kind of venue. It would just be perfect. 10,000-ish seats. What they have in Pittsburgh is actually less than that, but that's because the whole one end, they don't have any stands because it's on the river, and then you see the city in the background. It's like a beautiful place to go and watch that. And I don't know if they do it anymore, but they did at least a couple of years. They would plop the Winter Classic ice rink in the middle of that stadium on the water and have people go and open skates on the Winter Classic rink. They'd play like high school hockey championships and all that kind of stuff there. I mean, just it was a good community asset. It's kind of like the perfect thing there. And it would be an inexpensive thing to do. The wood soccer work thing, to me, is more, it's less of a question of soccer's popularity, because I can see it. I know soccer's popular. You know, I was talking yesterday about going out. Like, it's more amazing to me that the Sabres exist at this point in time than a question of could soccer be popular. Because remember, if you were paying attention or tuning in yesterday, I told that story about going out, and it took 5 months for this bar I was at to realize they didn't even have the channel that the Sabres were on because no one asked for a game. If you go down in Buffalo, there's a bunch of spots every Saturday morning will be filled with fans watching soccer games. Some of the big games that go out, you go down Hurdle Avenue. I mean, there's four places just filled, packed to the brim, standing room only, with soccer fans wanting to watch the games. And it's happened all the time. Late, it was like 11 o'clock Sunday night. You got a place downtown. You got a group of fans out watching the games. And again, no offense, I'll be at the game tonight, but show me where that's happening for Sabres games anywhere in Buffalo. So I know that there's fans here. My question is less about the sport and more about the level, because we have this mentality in Buffalo, right? It's like the big market mindset because we have the Bills and Sabres. And I think it would be hard as a quote-unquote minor league, which if you ask the USL, they say they don't see themselves as a minor league, but you have the MLS where Messi plays and they get all the attention and they're packing the stadiums and they have all the good players. Like, that is the top level of soccer in the U.S. I do feel like there's a mindset here in Western New York that if anything under that top level comes here, we're a little hesitant to support it, if that makes any sense. It's the thing that separates us from Rochester. We're like the same size city, except we have the Bills and Sabres. So we think we're like 10 times bigger. But we're not really. You look at other cities where Pittsburgh, Detroit, the two closest would be comparable cities that have these USL teams. What do you think? Could the stadium work? Downtown Buffalo, the right location. A couple people asking about, you know, we were talking when Peter was in here about Rochester and what they had a USL team, the Rochester Rhinos. You might remember, you know, hearing about them right down the 90. And they built a new stadium for the Rhinos to play in. They built it in some bad part of town with rundown houses. I don't have a map. Like, I'm only slightly familiar. I spent a few years in the Rochester area. I don't know exactly the neighborhood it was in. But it was one of those neighborhoods you don't want to go to at night. And they put the stadium there. And guess what? People did not want to go there. So that's Rochester. They had great support. They built this new stadium, and then as soon as they moved into it, the team dwindling attendance, and now they don't even exist anymore. They've tried to revive it. It hasn't worked. I mean, I'm hoping it can work better here in Buffalo, but they failed with where they put that stadium. It has to be. So your options are pretty limited, right? It has to be somewhere in downtown Buffalo where people want to go or where people will go that has the space for a stadium. It's going to be tricky, and it has to be done in 2 years if you want 2026 to capitalize on all this excitement that will happen with the World Cup. 803-0930, we'll go to the text board here and look at all the comments coming in. Somebody saying, I like soccer better than lacrosse. The Bandits analogy kind of makes sense to me because it's not, it's not a major sport. They have a hardcore, I could be completely off on this, but this is my impression of the Bandits is, I mean, you'll have casual fans, sure, that'll go to a couple games, but like there are Bandits fans. Like everyone knows like the Bandits fans and they're very into the Bandits. They're like, they're a fanatic about the Buffalo Bandits. And you don't have a lot of people. You have people who go to the game and check it out, but you're a fanatic and you know about the Bandits and you know about the players and you know who they're playing and when they're playing and where they are in the standings. And then I don't think that there's a middle ground of people who like kind of know how they're doing. Like, oh, I know the Bandits won or lost. I think you just have the fanatics and then people who might go because it's a fun time every now and then, but they're not really paying attention to the team. For a soccer to work, I think you need a little bit more of those in the middle people, which, as I said before, I know the people are there. I've been to on odd times. I mean, we're talking 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. on a Saturday. I think if you go downtown this Saturday, there's a bus full of Canadians. All the people from Toronto who to watch the German soccer game. It's happening Saturday morning. They're going to pack the beer hall all to watch a soccer game. Like, you see it all over the place. The fans are there. It's a lot of these other things that I don't know if it can really work. On the text board, maybe missed it. What's the multi-use of the stadium during the off-season? Concerts, college, high school, sports use? Yes to all the above. Like, it has to work that way. It needs to have many events besides soccer. I mean, if done right, I think that 10,000-ish venue, soccer would just be, it would just be one, it might be only half of the events that are there. If you do it the right way, I think it could really work with a focus on concerts, festivals, other entertainment events, high school sports, you know, you can have a bunch of them there. Somebody else pointing out, they say one of the problems with soccer in the U.S. is there's no away fans when talking about that atmosphere. America's so big, you're not going to get 5,000 to 6,000 traveling fans. I think you bring up a good point. It's going to be tough. And in this league, if you look, say we put a team in Buffalo tomorrow, your closest teams are Pittsburgh and Detroit. You're not, you know, Pittsburgh, you might get a few back and forth. The games are on weekends generally. So, you know, maybe you get that traveling during the summer, but it's tough to get that atmosphere that you're talking about without a bunch of fans traveling to go and see that game. A bunch of people, no one wants to sit and watch a 1-0 game, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I mean, these games can be like, look, I've taken a lot of people to games who have turned into kind of believers. Really. Someone's saying that MLS really took off. I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but they have in a huge way. You look at the franchise fees for, you want to start an MLS. There's a reason MLS is not coming to Buffalo. We're too small for the MLS. Big cities, every team is getting a big new stadium for themselves. They've got sold out. I mean, more people are going to MLS games. I mean, average attendance than NHL. The MLS has a real argument for actually being the fourth major sport over hockey. We'll see where it goes. will be interesting. Again, if you missed the conversation, I'll put it up on the website as soon as I leave this room. You got David coming up next, Joe Beamer after that, all after the news with Lucas. Hope everyone has a great Easter weekend, and I'll be back here to kick off your Dingus Day.